Korea's hockey teams are not the only ones with foreign-born athletes. Several Olympians competing for Team USA were also born outside of this country, and several others are the children of immigrants. 17-year-old Chloe Kim, for example, that's a name you've probably heard by now. Chloe Kim made history this week when she became the youngest female snowboarder ever to win an Olympic gold medal. Kim was born in Long Beach, California. She grew up in nearby Torrance. That's where her father settled after emigrating from South Korea in the 1980s. Koreans will know this sort of story well because tens of thousands of Koreans came to the U.S. starting from the 70s through the 1990s. That was after the U.S. government loosened restrictions on immigration. Edward Chang is a professor of ethnic studies at the University of California, Riverside, and he was among those who moved to the U.S. during that period.
I came in 1974. I was 18 years old. I enlisted in the U.S. Army in order to learn English language and take advantage of a GI Bill so I could get education. And that really paved the way for my future American dreams, and which I am enjoying right now.
Mm. So let's talk about the Korean immigrant experience today and how it compares to when you came here, because there's been so much written about Chloe Kim's father and his story, including this moment when, after she won her gold medal, her dad was heard chanting, "American Dream." So let me get your thoughts on that, because when her father first came to the U.S. in the 80s, he worked minimum wage jobs to save money for college and study engineering. Now his daughter is a gold medal snowboarder. Do you see a shift in how Korean immigrants themselves see the American dream?
Well, you know, those immigrants who came in the 70s and 80s, they pretty much came for two basic reasons. One, make an economic stability, economic success. Number two, education and success of their children. In terms of a Chloe Kim story, you know, he did realize American dream by making her daughter Olympic champion.
It's interesting that after her win, Chloe Kim said, "I feel like I got to represent both the U.S. and Korea today." So she's kind of framing her identity as someone who can represent both the country she was born in, the U.S., and the country her parents were born in. What do you make of that?
I think that's a very important shift from their parents' generation. Korean immigrants who tend to strongly identify as a very strong ethnic Korean, whereas second and third generation, their another identity is American of a Korean descent.
And Chloe Kim's story even found its way into the immigration debate here, with Congress trying to come up with an immigration package sometime soon. Let's listen to Senator Dick Durbin, Democrat from Illinois. Here he is on the Senate floor. This is on Tuesday.
Let's remember, Chloe Kim's story is the story of immigration in America. Chloe Kim's story is a story of people who come here with the determination to make a better life for themselves and a better country for all of us.
Edward Chang, the Korean-American experience, now a very present piece of the dialogue here in the U.S. How significant is that historically and personally for you?
Before 1992 Los Angeles riots.
Those were the riots around the Rodney King beating, correct?
Yes, correct. And Korean-American immigrant store owners suffered about 40%, $400 million economic damage. And yet, no one really cared. And out of the ashes, the Korean-American community began to redefine themselves as a Korean-American. And we've worked so hard over the last 25 years or so to gain that visibility and access and representation and voice, and therefore we are very proud.
I'm wondering, too, whether you think, listening to Dick Durbin, whether it's at all problematic of kind of perpetuating the model minority kind of myth.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword for us. At one hand, we are blamed for being too successful. And on the other hand, we are used as a model minority, pitting minority against minority.
Edward Chang is a professor of ethnic studies at the University of California at Riverside. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.